I bring you also greetings from your brothers and sisters in Brussels, in Belgium, which is the capital of Belgium. And it's also a great privilege for me to be here tonight and to have this fellowship with you. And when I was the first time in Manila, and I heard about my precious brother Richard Tong, it was when I met my precious brother here, Brother Orso. God bless you. It's also to this brother that I also have this privilege to come to this country and to have also the fellowship with your pastor and also with you all. I'm your brother. I live in Brussels. And by God's grace, I go to travel all over the world to preach the gospel of the kingdom. I also have a church in Brussels, and where I am also as a pastor, ministering as a pastor. I'm coming from a French-speaking country. So in my country, we used to preach and to speak in French and also in Dutch. By God's grace, I use also sometimes to preach in English. So I'll be here tonight, and then tomorrow, God willing, I'll be leaving your country for Cambodia, and then later on to Philippines out of Paso seas. So we are gathered here in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, this is what the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in my name, so I'll be there also in their midst. And tonight I believe with all my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ is our midst tonight. If we can just open our hearts to receive what the Lord wants us to receive tonight, we will be blessed as He promised to be with us until the end of the time. As we know, so that we are living in the end of the end time, and also the blessing that we have received from the Lord is to live in this age that we all know that is the Laodicean church. And when we take the Bible, we can also read and see what is written concerning this last age in which we are living. We have to understand this. As we know that we are living in this age, we are also the people who are making the history of this last age, which is the Laodicean churches, as a people in Ephesus and Smyrna and so forth. We are those who are called to make history. What was written in the last church ages, Laodicean churches, we have to understand that when we read it, we are the people who are concerned about what is written in. When you read the first and the second and the third verses that I'd like to read with you here, I think it's in the Revelation chapter 3. It's really very important to pay more attention while reading the scripture. Revelation chapter 3, so we can start from verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because I have lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, and so on and so on. This is really, God bless you, this is the condition and the spirit that we found in the Laodicean church. We are the people who are living in this age. And this is how the Lord, because when it was written, is the things that was given to John, what will take place in the future. So, we are living in a wonderful time, but also a very problematical time and heart also. As I also heard the testimony of my precious brother here, speaking and giving his testimony, how he came to the message. In this age, we have received a wonderful thing, which is the message of the hour. You all know, because you have a wonderful doctor preacher here, my precious brother Richard. But I want you to pay attention tonight. Sometimes he says that we know, but it's very important to pay attention.
Yes.
From after this age, there will be no more another age. This is the last age. And after this, I would like you to read in Acts chapter 15. Then we can read from verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me, Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to these agree the words of the prophets, as it's written, After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up.
Amen.
But in verse 14, it says, The Lord God declared, how at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
Right.
If we pay attention, in Matthew chapter, 24, verse 10, the Lord Jesus says this. Yes, Matthew 24, verse 13. These are the words of the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So, before the end comes, the gospel of the kingdom must be preached.
Amen.
For a witness unto over everywhere and so forth. Did you notice? It's not the gospel of a church, gospel of so forth, but the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
So this gospel must come from God.
Amen.
Not from a man, not from an imagination and so forth.
Amen.
People can say, so we didn't hear of these kind of things, we didn't know that and so forth. But the time will come, and the time has come, that the true gospel, the true word of God,
Amen.
Will be preached.
Amen.
All over the world.
Amen.
For a witness.
Amen.
You will never say, so brother, I didn't know that, I've never heard of it and so forth. The Lord God will give you the opportunity
Amen.
For you to hear the true word of God. For you to make a choice.
Amen.
Do you remember what happened with Elijah the prophet?
Amen.
I think it's 2 Kings, something like that. The 2 Kings? Yes, I think it's 2 Kings, chapter 18. Look, let us find it. That's first. I think it's 1 or 2 Kings, something like that. Yes, we found it. Yes, it's 1 Kings, chapter 18. It's a word. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, precious brother. Yes, Amen. We can read it here. Mm-hmm. 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 17. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that they have forsaken the commandment of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel and to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of Groves 450, which eat at Jezebel's table. So have sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long are you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. It was normal that the people could not answer to that. You come, you say, if God is God, follow him. If Baal is Baal, follow him, and so forth. So between God and Baal, there is no difference. How can I make my choice? For me to make my choice, I have to see the difference between both.
Amen.
That's the reason why the people cannot say anything. You say, Baal and so forth, say, yeah, so the same. So where do you want me to go? If I go with Baal, the same with God. It's in the same way that the people have also preached the word and presented the Lord Jesus Christ to the men, to the Gentiles. And then comes the verse, following verse, he says here, then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullets, and let them choose one for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the heart of it, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people now have seen, this is the way that we can make our choice. The God that will answer by fire will be the true God. So the difference must be shown to the people for them Amen. To see the difference of the things. And then they can make their choice, Amen. Knowing exactly why they have to choose this and not that.
Amen.
So when he says so, the people say, oh yes, he says it. And all the people answered and say, it is well spoken.
Amen.
But there's a reason why the Lord Jesus said this gospel of the kingdom. Not the gospel of the churches and so forth for the forefathers and so forth, but the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
It means that the gospel from the Lord, which is preached by the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Not by man and so forth,
Amen.
But from the Lord himself by the revelation
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wherever you could be,
Amen.
Even in the Catholic Church and so forth, Methodist and Baptist,
yes,
one day you will have that opportunity to hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because one day you will be called at the throne of the church.
Right. That's true.
He will never call you before just has shown you the difference between both.
Amen.
The true gospel and the interpretation of the word of God. But you have to hear first.
Amen.
Whatever happened in your life, being Buddhist and Methodist, so forth and so forth. But one day, Lord God will permit you to be somewhere around where the true word of God is preached.
Yes, sir.
And you will be faced to that.
Amen.
And you have to make your choice.
Amen.
This is the age, the last age in which we are living also. Many things have been preached and so forth, and they confused in many churches and around and so and so and so.
Yes.
But the Lord God promised to send the mighty prophets with the words, the restoration. I think that you are aware of that.
Amen.
And that word was given unto the people of God. But now, I want you to notice this. While reading the Bible, in Acts chapter 15, verse 14, let us go back again to that scripture. Verse 14 says here, Simon are declared of God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. You know, the God of the Bible is not the God of the Gentiles.
Yes.
It's the God of Abraham.
What?
Jacob. Isaac and Jacob. You know that?
Yes.
Please pay attention. I won't be long.
What?
I'll be short, but pay attention to this. The God of the Bible is not the God of the Gentiles. It's
right.
Not our
right.
God.
Right.
It's the God of Israel. Now, from the very beginning, when God created all things, that you know we are the attribute of the Lord. You know that. Okay, so I don't want them to. And then, what happened? So, and all the earth, he also has his people, even among the Gentiles and so forth, as the Bible says. That's the reason why you have to understand. If today, many people in the nations, in the countries, not in Israel, but among the Gentiles, have heard the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, concerning what God has done in Israel, and why the gospel comes to other countries. The main purpose of God was not the gospel to be preached only to the Gentiles, but the main purpose was because God was running and looking after his people.
Right.
That's the reason why the gospel came also to the Gentiles, because of the people of God. That's the reason why when you read in 1 Peter chapter 2, it's spoken of a chosen people. Look at this. I won't be long, just short to share with you some particular things.
Keep going, brother.
1 Peter chapter 2, look at this. 1 Peter chapter 2. We read here in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is what happened unto us. We are all of us in different churches, denominations, churches, and so forth, working with them in that kind of doctrines, believing the doctrine, believing the teaching, and so forth. But something in deep of our heart was just crying, saying, we are here, but something is wrong somewhere. But we couldn't explain it.
Right.
Why? Because we were part of the problem of God.
Amen.
We are also part of this word.
Yes.
That's the reason why, one day when the word of God, the true word of God, came unto you, then you are facing that thing, and you see the difference
right.
between the false doctrine and the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That day was a different day, a wonderful day for you. It's exactly what happened on that day in Acts chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Something happened to that people. Acts chapter 2.
Right.
And we read here in verse 5. Of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in verse 5 we read here. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. So they came just to worship in Jerusalem. They didn't know what would take place in that time. Just to say, okay, we can worship and go back home and so forth and so forth. They didn't know that things like this would happen. But that was the thing that the Lord made for them.
Amen. That's true.
And when they came, see, they heard something strange. Who drew their attention? What happened to the supernatural takes place? Because they were not used to that. They used to go to church and do this also and go back home and make some stuff and so forth. But that day something happened.
Right.
Unusual. Please pay attention, brother. I'll be short. So they came. They see what's going on with these people, sir. We don't understand so and so and so. And then later on, this testimony is so wonderful, precious brothers and sisters, for you to see the importance of the Word of God. Why it's so important to receive the true Word of God, as we are called to be a people of God, chosen among the nations for His glory. It is for a purpose that the Lord has sent the word unto you.
Mm-hmm.
not just to claim that we know the message, we know this and so forth. There is a purpose for that.
Amen.
These people who are gathered there say, okay, we're thinking that we can worship today and we go back home, that will be the same. No. That was another thing. When they heard that and they come close, say, what's going on here? And they start looking at the people, say, this seems to be like a drunkard or something. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And now, the supernatural takes place now, and something changed the situation. They say, how can it be possible? If they are, they don't, let us read it with you. And verse 6 is saying, now when this was noise about, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Right.
And then verse 7 says, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Uh-huh. Right.
How can it be possible that I can hear them speaking in my mother tongue? They don't need any interpreter to interpret. No, he speaks in his mother tongue, but I can hear it in my mother tongue.
Mm-hmm.
How can it be possible? So something is not normal here.
Right.
That was the presence of the Lord. Because the gospel that was given to those people, Peter and Holders, that was not the gospel of a church. They were taught by the Master.
Right.
Amen.
Why? Because the word, the teaching of the Master was more important than all things.
Right, that's true.
They were to stay with the teaching of the Master.
Amen.
Because it was the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Why? The Bible says, in the beginning was the word.
Right.
And the word was with God. Is it true?
Amen.
And the word was God.
Right.
Is it true?
Right.
And what was in the word of God that we can find in the word of man? What was in the word of God?
Right.
God bless you. In the word of God, in that word, there was life. You know that the Bible says that the word is the seed.
Right.
You can get the seed, but if you don't have the germ of life in the seed,
right,
what will you do with the seed? You can claim that we have. Did you pay attention to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14? So I'm rich. So I'm rich. Can be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Rich of what? Of knowledge? What happened to those people that day? Because when they were touched, look at this. Let us read it just portion by portion. I come back to Revelation chapter 2, and then he has raised hands. And then I say, verse 9, now start now quoting. First and made and so and so and so and so Jews and then Christ. And verse 12 it says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking say, these men are full of new wine. But Peter standing up with the 11. That was the first anointed sermon of Peter in that time. That was not Peter was preaching, but the Master of Peter in Peter preaching the word. When this man of God started preaching the word, remember when our Master was on earth preaching, he says, it's not like the scribes and so forth. When he preached the word, so different, so people find the word touching their heart, burning their heart. So it was so wonderful to be with the Lord, with the Master. Because he had a word of life. Mm-hmm. This is what happened in that day also. So when Peter stand and lift up his voice, now bringing them back to the word of God, this is what was written. And what was put about it, but no, this is what was written, bringing them back to the scripture.
Right.
Because the Lord said to Jeremiah, what is that, Jeremiah? A rod of melmond. Thou hast well seen, because I watch over my word.
Mm-hmm.
He will never watch over my words, my thoughts, and so forth. Over his word.
Mm-hmm.
To perform it.
Amen.
You can think whatever you want to think. The Lord God will never follow your thought. He will just only stay with His word.
Yes.
And then, what happened? When He started preaching the word, as people paid more attention to that scene, He saw it. He was going step by step, showing to the people and so forth. And something happened. Oh, that was not Peter who called to the altar. Oh, the people who went out and said, oh, men and brethren, what shall we do? The Bible says, their hearts, not their mind, not their head, but their hearts. But their hearts. This is the field where we have to sow the word of God.
Yes.
It's a place where the word of God has to be sown in your heart. Do you know that? Do you know that? Because you read the Bible.
Yes.
Your heart, not your mind. You think too much about the word. Don't think. Just believe the word.
Amen.
When you believe the word, when you receive. Now look at this. The true word of God, which, because it's the word coming from the Lord, He has the power to transform.
Yes.
When you receive that word, you will never be the same. But when you receive it here, always questioning what the Bible says of, but when you receive it here, something happened to you. Because it's not the word of man, it's the word of God. What happened that day? There were some people coming from different places. Men, personally, up in all nations around the world. So they were different one another. But that day, brothers and sisters, when they received that word, something happened. Because the word is a seed. And when you receive the seed, you die in the seed. A new birth takes place. Do you know that? Yes, certainly. They were so different to one another. Coming from different families and so forth, from different countries and so forth. But when they received that word, something happened. The word of God has the power to change your life.
Amen. Amen.
Has the power to give you a new heart.
Amen. Amen.
A new spirit.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation.
Amen.
You'll never be the same. I'm from this and so forth. No, you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Being born again.
Right. Amen.
From the seed of God. Amen. You become what? You become the son of God.
Amen.
You become a daughter of God.
Amen.
Because you have received the seed. How can I call him my father if I have not a relationship between him?
Mm-hmm.
Something must happen first.
Amen.
He can't do his harm.
Right.
He's hardly receiving not. First John, verse 11, I think so. First John, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, the word of God, the seed of God, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Even to them that believe on his name, which now were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen.
So you belong no more to any man. Now you belong to God.
Amen.
Because you are son. You are a daughter of God. You have experienced the new birth. Otherwise, you're still a member of a church, a member of a group, a member of something. So you're still the same. You have only changed the place. You are Methodist.
That
you become somebody who belongs to a brother's church and so forth and so forth.
Right.
And claiming we have the message, but you're still the same.
Yeah.
The same spirit that you had when you were in the denomination church. It's just you only change the place.
Change the government.
Mm-hmm. Hey, son. But what God wants is, you know, we, or the Bible says, What is very important is to be a new creation.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And then that comes when you receive the seed. Don't waste your time, my brothers and sisters, by claiming that we have received the message, but you're still being the same. The message doesn't save anyone.
Right.
God bless you, precious
brother. That's true.
It's very important to understand what is the main purpose of the message. Mm-hmm. Why did the Lord have sent a prophet to his people? Not to say we have so, but we have to understand the importance of the message. You have the answer. And then when we read in First Peter, it says here. First Peter chapter 1. We read here from verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirits unto unfeigned love of the brethren.
Amen.
See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.
That's right.
How can you love your brother with a pure heart fervently? As a human being, it's not possible. You cannot, you can try to do it, you, because you come to from this, when you see he's from my country, he's from so and so and so and so, whether we can be gathered together, that mind still. But for that to be taken away, something must happen to you.
Amen.
When you look at your brother, you say, he, Richard, he's my brother, give me your hand.
Yes,
he's my true brother in my life, yes. Do you know that? Why? What happened? Why? It's because when you receive the word of God, we have received the same word.
Amen.
We die, and we become sons of God.
Amen.
We are of one family.
Right.
When I look at him, it's no more different than, no, we are the same. Mm-hmm. Because he's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I come from Belgium, he comes from Singapore, but it's also a country that we live.
Right.
But our true country is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How can this be possible? When I speak, you say, brother, he's just speaking. I'm not thinking that it's true because it's written. So if this doesn't happen into you, you have to kneel down and pray the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What happened in the day of Pentecost? When they heard the true word of God. Let us go back, read it, and come back also to First Peter. Look at this here, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, and verse 37, yes, sir. Yes. Mm-hmm. 37 says, yeah. Now, when they heard this, they wept in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostle, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Right.
Then Peter answered unto them, all of them, see, unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you, and to your children, and to all the afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, and so forth. And with animator, and verse 41, it says, then they that gladly receive. Not to think, you know, they are the gladly received with all their hearts.
Right.
They that gladly received his word were baptized. They were not forced to be baptized. No, they feel it's right to do it.
Uh-huh.
I want to die with Christ.
Right.
Amen.
It's the thing that comes from the bottom of your heart.
Right. Amen.
I decide it's necessary for me to be buried with Christ.
Right.
Then I can say, I live no more, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
Always. With gladness of heart. It says here, and, okay, you see, And the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls. Now let us continue. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teachings and followed fellowship in breaking of bread and in prayers. But now what happened to them? People coming from different places, passing medicine and so forth, from many, many nations in that day in Jerusalem, but they received the same word.
Right.
The word of life. Yes. With the tread of life, that was the seed that we received. We hold our heart and something happened. They died. Look at this. And now they experienced the new birth. Their eyes were opened to realize, oh God, these men who came from Helmet and then I came from Persian, Pakistan, and so forth. So he was my brother living in that area.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that he was my brother.
Right.
We come from the same father. Because how can you receive the word of God unless you are son of God from the very beginning of the
world? Right.
You recognize the voice of the shepherd. My sheep shall hear my voice.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will run away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is the truth, brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. Don't waste your time. Wake up, please. Understand what the Lord wants you to understand.
Amen.
The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is running near. That's true.
Uh-huh.
He will come as a thief in the night. Two will be in the bed. One will be taken. One will be left. What will happen to you? I'm a member of the church. I used to go to a pastor. No, no, the problem is you have to be somewhere.
Right.
You know what happened to that people? Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. You can read from verse 32. The same people who have received the word that day. The Bible says here, paying attention. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither say any of them that thou owed of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common.
Amen.
One heart.
Amen.
One soul.
Amen.
And then, my precious brothers and sisters, we can have that love that is written here in 1 Peter chapter 1. You can read it again here. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirits unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Why? Being born again.
Amen.
We are not the same. Being born again, it's a new life.
Amen.
New birth. Otherwise, we're still the same. Well, I've just changed the place and the government as my personal body. So, oh, when you look at your body, you say, no, I don't want to have anything. It comes from. Brother, you waste your time. You don't understand exactly the main purpose of the Word of God. You have to die. One heart, one soul. The things that I have, it's also for my brother. If I have a house, my house is my for my family. This is very hard for you to understand. In my country, this is what the gospel of God is doing in our heart. When we buy our house, even if we have one child, I buy a house with three or four rooms because I know one day my brother will come here to stay with me. This is what's going on. This is the truth, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Otherwise, why do we believe the same way? If I cannot help you, if I cannot love you as my precious brothers and sisters, why do you call me brother Leonard if you don't love me?
Right.
Right. Don't call me brother, call me mister, and so forth. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true.
Right.
If you cannot stay with me because I do not like you, but don't call me mister. But if you call me brother, it's because something happened in your heart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what the gospel of the kingdom. The power of the word of God comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
The message of the hour is to bring you back to this condition.
Amen.
The same spirit. This is the restoration. This is what the church was in the beginning. Is it true?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we are called the bride of Christ. That means that we are part of Christ. Do you know that?
Mm.
We are the body and he is the head. Are you sure? We are the body and he is the head. Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
But now we are part of his body and we are the body of Christ, the bride.
Mm.
This is very important. Be understood. If Christ our bridegroom, he is the head, and if Christ is the word of God, what will be the body of Christ? Something else?
No.
The same.
Right.
And the reason why we have to be brought back to the word, to receive the seed of God, to die with the Lord, to experience the new birth.
Right.
Till we become a member of his body.
Amen. Yes.
Bone of his bones. Spirit of spirits.
Amen.
Probably don't waste your time, brothers and sisters.
Yes. Right.
It's more than that you can imagine.
Amen.
Hmm. And then he says here, let us, I'll maybe finish in a minute.
Don't go, bro.
Thank you, brother. And look at here. Then we can read. Yes, yes, he said. Verse 23. First Peter. Well, that is, we say, being born again.
Amen.
Not of corruptible seed.
Amen.
Not of mixing seed of corruptible things from the denominational church and so forth, but the pure word of God.
Amen.
The true word.
Yes.
That we have received by the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
And we know where we stand.
Amen.
And it says here, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
Not by my word,
mm-hmm.
not by the word of a certain prophet and preachers, no, but by the word of God.
Amen.
What is important is not the preacher. What is important is the word of God that you have to receive.
Yes, right.
Preachers is a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be a vessel in the hands of the Lord.
Right.
For him to be used. Mm-hmm. Just to be just a kernel that the Lord has to give the word.
Right.
And if you receive that word, which is the word of God, not the word of preacher, not the word of an apostle,
right.
No, but only the word of God.
Amen.
That comes from God.
Amen. Amen.
Preach on, brother.
Then something must happen to you.
Amen.
That word is the word that you used to hear. You can look at here. It says here, this here, for all flesh is as the grass. Verse 24.
Right.
And all the glory of men as a flower of grass.
Amen.
The grass withers and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever.
Amen.
And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The true word of God, when you receive that word, you will never be the same.
Amen.
Something must happen in your life, brother.
Yes, right.
You become a new creation.
Amen.
You experience a new birth.
Yes.
That means you belong no more to this world.
Yes.
You belong now to God.
Amen.
And now the Lord God will give you brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Who believe the same. The same word, because he come out of them, my people. And be separated.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall be my sons and daughters. And I will be your God.
Amen.
Now the God of Israel become your God.
Amen.
Because now there is a relation between you.
Right.
You receive the seed.
Right.
You are no more the same.
Amen.
You are now a new creation.
Amen.
You become a true son.
Amen.
Or a true child of God.
Amen.
And now you can now pray, say, my Father.
Amen.
Our heavenly Father.
Amen.
You know that He is your Father.
Right.
Amen.
Because something happened to you, you receive that seed.
Amen.
We have received the same seed. The same seed, the same seed. We are sons and daughters together. And when we come together, we know what we are doing.
Yes.
And then the presence of our Father will be with us.
Amen. Amen.
Surely. You know what? When the Lord prayed for the disciples, He says, they were yours. Let us read it in English.
Yeah.
Then we can understand how the Lord can be with us.
Mm-hmm.
In John chapter 17, see phrase here. John 17.
Keep going, brother.
God bless you, precious brother. Another good people, precious brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this here, yes, he prayed, he says here. John 17, verse 4 says, I have glorified thee on the earth. Thou finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and they have known truly that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, I pray for the world, but for them which they have given me, for they are done. They have first received the word. They believe the same word. They stay with the same word. He said, Father, give them. Brother and sister. And He said, I want them to be one like you and I. Because I received the same word. The same seed. They came together. So the Holy Ghost must come.
Amen.
The Lord must come. He has to come and do seal. Because something which is important to God is in your heart. That is the word of God. They see that you have received it. So He has to come and see. Say, this one belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
They will never forsake you.
Amen.
Because something which is very important for God, it is His word. When you keep His word in your life, He has to come.
Amen.
He has to come to perform it.
Amen.
He will never leave you. He will never. He has to come because this is it's an obligation to God to come and to perform His word.
Yeah.
There come the transformation, precious brothers and sisters. And when it's spoken of the bride, as the Bible says, the bride is the body of Christ, is the church of Christ. Christ is the Word, and the bride also must be the Word. And the message was the hour was sent to the bride for the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Only the bride of Christ will believe the message. But many people can also claim to have believed and received the message. But the bride will recognize that this is the message for me. Because the message was sent by the bridegroom to his bride.
Mm-hmm.
And the bride knows very well the bridegroom. There is a connection between the bride and the bridegroom. Now pay attention, please. That's very important for you to understand it. It's not because you believe the message, you are a part of the bride.
No.
The message didn't even make you a bride of Christ.
That's right, that's true.
The bride is a bride from the very beginning of the word. It was always a bride of Christ. The message came to show you that you, from the very beginning, you who are, and you are the bride of Christ, look at the way that you have to dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the message never forced the sisters to dress as a holy fans of God. No, you are not forced to that.
Well,
but when you receive the word,
amen,
you recognize,
amen, yes,
that you are not like others.
Brother.
You have to dress like a daughter of God.
Amen.
Because the word that came unto you was not sent for your neighbor and so forth, but only for you.
Amen.
You will never discuss the word of God. Why? Because you are part of that word.
Amen.
And the word is in you also. You recognize this is the truth. And then what will happen to you? Because you know, please I will stop, but pay attention. Because you know, for you to be part of the bride and to be taken, there is a gathering place,
mm-hmm,
where you have to be.
Right.
That's true.
That's true.
Two will be guiding in the field and so forth. One will be taken. Two will be in the prisoner. Mm-hmm. One will be taken, one will be left.
Mm-hmm.
But where will be? Where that things will happen? Because how can it be possible that one will be taken here, carrying in the field, another one will be taken there? What happened? What happened? Why the things? Because these people were well together in the gathering place. Where is the gathering place? It's the body of Christ. How can we get into the body of Christ? By the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can claim whatever you think and whatever you can back up with, but you will never be taken into the rapture. For you to be sure that I'm a part of the bride of Christ, the Holy Spirit must come. This is the confirmation for you, brother. Otherwise, it's a wasting of the time. You are not different than the denomination people and so forth, because they claim the same thing as you claim.
Yes, right.
Because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He will guide you,
amen,
into all truth.
That's right.
The truth is the word of God.
Amen.
You will love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You will love the word of,
yes,
God.
Sir.
You will never discuss,
yes,
it. You will love to stay hearing the word of God always.
Amen.
Because this becomes your life.
Yes,
it's part,
sir,
of life. You need no more for the things.
That's
only
right.
For God. As we sang it,
that's
tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes,
amen.
This is what the Holy Spirit brings in your heart.
Amen.
Because you are a new creation. That's the reason why. That you can see how the Lord did everything step by step. For the new creation. I read here,
amen,
in Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. As you can see how. You can see how the new creation takes place. In your life. Ezekiel chapter 36 here. Ezekiel chapter 36.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Ezekiel chapter 36. Can you read it here? I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Verse 20. 20. Yes. Yes. 24. Ezekiel 36, verse 24 says, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of the earth of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land." Verse 25. "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you."
Amen.
"And you shall be clean from all your filthiness."
Amen.
"And from all your idols will I cleanse you." Verse 26. "A new heart." This is a new creation.
Amen.
"A new heart also will I give."
Amen.
"And a new spirit,"
amen,
"will I put within you."
Amen.
"And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh."
Amen.
"And I will give you another flesh. This is the new creation.
Amen.
And now, when that takes place, and now we say, and I will put my spirit, this is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Then I will put my spirit within you, and cause you now to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them.
Amen.
So you shall love the word of God.
Amen.
You will be obedient to the word.
Amen. Amen.
This is, see, what God is doing.
That's right.
This is what God is doing.
Amen.
Tell him with his people. This is the main purpose of the message of this hour.
Sir.
To bring you to that state.
Amen. Yes.
To be son and daughter of God.
Amen.
In your life. In your spirit. In your heart. And then you can love now your brother.
Yes, sir.
You can truly love your
That's
sister.
Right.
When you look at him, you say, he's mine.
That's right.
He's my brother. He's my sister.
Amen.
We have the same spirit.
Amen.
Baptized. Because in that body we have... How can we be together in that body? Because we have received the same spirit.
Amen.
The same heart.
Amen.
And we have the same God who is our Father.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when we are now together, worshipping the Lord, it comes from our deep of our heart, Lord. We
Amen.
Love Him.
That's
we
right.
sing Him with all our heart,
Amen.
With all our love.
Amen.
And then the presence of God will come.
That's right. That's the way. Amen.
This is true.
Amen.
And when we come, oh Lord, I love you. I love you. So we are thinking of the market. We are thinking of Jesus. So you will never experience anything.
Yeah.
Your heart, you know, your body is here, but your heart is out of business.
Lord,
but your mouth pronounces yes. You know what's written in I think it's in Isaiah 28 and so forth. May the Lord God bless you. Let us stand up and have a word of prayer
together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our heavenly
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Our precious Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It was so wonderful to be in thy presence tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
To be in this place and
yes,
with my precious brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
I give thanks to thee, Lord, for this privilege that you have given to me.
Yes, Lord.
To be here in this place, Lord, and
yes.
to have this fellowship with my precious brother, the pastor, Rachel God, Lord, and also for this congregation, Lord,
Hallelujah.
And to have this opportunity to hear thy word. Bless thy people, Father.
Amen.
I commit all of them into thy hand, Lord.
Yes, yes,
that you
yes,
may
yes,
take
yes.
care of them, Father.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
may bless thy people, Father.
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
may,
yes,
oh
yes.
God,
Amen.
Fill with the Holy Ghost, Father.
Amen.
Because it's the deep desire of their
yes,
heart, Lord,
yes,
for
them
to walk according to them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless thy people
Amen.
In the precious name of the Lord. I pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.